Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Super excited to have a very special guest here today, Deanne Woohoo Williams, who's also a long time client, CEO table member, sales camp, and just an amazing human being. I think today when you get to connect with Deanne, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, she just brings this just positive energy and bright light to everything you do, which is why I'm sure your clients love you. Deanne is the CEO of All Purpose Insurance Agency. And today we're going to talk about updating mindset and beliefs for a quantum leap in revenue. So get ready for that. Deanne has made a lot of changes over the years in her business, a lot of things that were way outside her comfort zone that I know she's excited to talk about. She was also a disc jockey in Texas, which I didn't know until like 5 minutes ago. No, a DJ. Did you say disc jockey? All the things. All of that. Same thing, right? So with that, we're just going to jump in, Deanne. So tell us a little bit, like, how did you go from disc jockey in Texas to owner of an insurance agency? Tell us about that trajectory. Let's start there.
Oh boy, what a journey.
Right?
Yes, extremely. And a little bit of a span there. Disc jockey. My very best friend in my entire life. She went to school to be a disc jockey. She thought, why not? Hey, let's do it. And she went to school. She brought me to school for a week. I learned how to cut a tape. Fast forward, I went to Texas to visit her for a week for my birthday. Her main guy said, I want to meet your friend. I like her voice. I think she should make a tape. So I knew how to do that. I cut a tape, and a month later, he called me from Texas in lovely Minnesota and said, hey, I got a job for you if you're interested. I mean, at 18, who wouldn't do that?
I was going to say you did it, right? Okay, yeah.
So we were the border of Mexico at 18 years old. At that time, we were legal to do whatever. So that was a right? fun adventure. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I was, we said that we were the five people. We all came from Minnesota and Wisconsin and worked at the same radio station. So we had to travel 1,200 miles to meet our neighbors, essentially.
Wow. How long did you do that? How long were you a disc jockey?
About 2 years.
Okay.
Until, you know, we evidently met some Mexican mafia people, and then had to change.
This podcast is going to be flagged. And then what happened?
Then I had a legendary 7-hour phone call with my to-be husband, but didn't know at the time. Back then, you had to pay for long distance.
Yeah, I remember that. So it's like a $500 bill.
Yes, a phone attached to the wall, you know, could only walk so far.
For anyone under 35, that you'd probably have to go to a museum to find one of those now.
Yeah, but it was great. It was such a learning experience to be an adult in a whole different, I mean, on the border of Mexico, it's almost like a different country than where I grew up in lovely Minnesota.
So, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of fun. And then, moved to Iowa for 6 months, decided, oh, hey, we should get married. We liked each other long enough. We'd dated for about 5 years at that point. And nice. High school sweetheart. We moved back to Minnesota and got married. And then I decided to go to school to figure out what I wanted to do, which was accounting. I love numbers. Numbers are great. They never lie to me. They're around you all the time. There's comfort in numbers for me. And I started a job and I loved it. We had our daughter and, life was great. And then you get to a point to where, okay, I don't like this. I don't like that. Yeah. But still, I know most people think I'm an extrovert, but I'm not. I'm total introvert. I don't like just going and meeting strange people. But you can't tell that now.
I know, right.
I do have
now a you're gift. An ambivert, a little bit
yeah,
both.
Yeah. I have a gift of gab, but I also was deemed to be most likely to become a nun. That was the high school, what they labeled me. And then I became a bartender and a disc jockey. And then I worked for a company as an accountant. And let's see. They accused me of stealing a tablet, an invoice receipt book, $1.19.
Okay. What?
Yes. I'd been there 5 years and 4 months. And after that, I said, nope, I'm out of here. I'm your accountant.
Right.
I have access to
all. Was there a blessing in disguise? Was there any part of you at that point was thinking about leaving, or do you feel like that's the thing that propelled you into the next thing or eventually got you into the industry you're in now?
That was like one of the steps I think that kicked me along. Okay. So I went from that to working at a dealership, but I was right outside the general manager's office. He kind of took me in under his wing and had me do or experience things that I hadn't experienced before. We had a little bit of a battle. He referred to me as a secretary one time and I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not a secretary. That is not my job. That's not my title. I kind of stood up a little bit for myself. And he kept working with me and helping me to develop as a human being. And I really appreciated that. He's super kind man. And then after that, that's when my mom, she's an insurance agent. She needed some help in the office. She said, hey, what do you think? You could do a part-time job for me. And there's another agent that needs some work. And so I would go into work and bring my daughter, who was about 4. And they had the big printers where you push a little button and it goes forward to print out the papers. Yeah. And then it had the little perforated edge. Oh, she loved ripping off those things. She just thought that was...
I love those things. I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. The bee's knees,
So there you were. So your mom invited you in and that's how you ended up in the world of insurance.
Yes.
So give us kind of the fast forward in 30 seconds. Like how did you go from helping your mom out to today where you own a very successful insurance agency with clients who adore you?
Worked for my mom. My mom had to downsize. I said, if you downsize me, find another job for me. Worked for another agent, had to fire myself because he could no longer pay me. Went silent for a year. Got a phone call from an agent that worked down the hall in the same building. Hey, you want to work for me? I said, you've never seen me work. You don't know what I can do. He goes, yes, but my customers come and see you before they see me to make their payments. He says, and I don't know what you're doing, but they like you.
Right. So you saw something. Something was happening.
Yep. Worked for him for 6 years. Then we turned it in. We went independent as a broker. worked for him. Well, we worked together for 7 years, and then I decided we weren't meshing quite how we thought. The business didn't go, you know, he wanted different things, I wanted different things. And yeah. Then my mom's gentleman was going to retire, and she is so not ready to retire. So she said, hey, my book of business is for sale. You want it? And I said, oh, yes, but aren't you coming with it? And she said, oh, for sure. I'm not quitting. So I'm pretty sure I will retire before she does.
That's funny. So you took it on, but you already had a book of business. So then you added your mom's book of business to your book of business, which made, like, did that double your revenue? Like, was that a pretty big quantum leap?
Yep. It doubled it. Yeah. And a little bit more because, well, we're both still writing, and she's so excited. It's fun to come into work and have an employee like ready to go. She's
especially just one that knows the business like your mom does.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this, Deanne, like before your mom was like, hey, do you want my book of business? Like, were you of the mindset that you wanted to grow your current book of business? In other words, you know, had you had thoughts about growth, and then here's this opportunity that more than doubled your business, and then you had to be willing to step into that. Like, kind of walk us through the changes you had to make in your mindset and your belief system to just overnight be like, okay, now I've more than doubled my business. Cause that's a big deal. Like, it's just like when, you know, when you were fired from that other job, sometimes it's like sometimes those deepest intentions come true, but they come in a package we don't like, right? But that it pushes us on to the next thing. And like with watching when you were unfolding this with your mom, it was like all of a sudden you were in the middle of this quantum leap, which challenged you in a lot of ways. But talk a little bit about how did you have to shift your mindset to make that quantum leap?
One of the things that I had to do is I had to have a actual conversation with my dad, because I didn't quite have the belief in myself. You know, everyone has stuff in their past. And yeah. We had a conversation when I was a teenager, and it was not a good conversation. And that kept playing over and over in my head. And so I had to call him and ask, do you remember when we had this conversation? I didn't have to go into it. That's all I said to him. And he said, I should have never said that to you. I didn't mean it. And I had no one else to talk to.
Wow.
And so then my next question was, if I am an insurance agent and owner of my own business, would I be a good agent for you? Would you trust me with your insurance? And I mean, it was cool. It was like the second time in my life my dad actually said, 100%, I believe in you. And it was just like, oh my gosh. So that was a huge shift for me, because I had felt I
wasn't. Talk about the shift. Yeah, because this, I want to make sure everyone hears what you're saying. And I remember this now as I'm thinking back. When you were sharing it, this, you made an identity shift. One of the things we talk a lot about the CEO table, and Rebecca talks about this a lot, is like who you're being, right? Are you being that CEO of the business? Are you being the owner of the business? And for you, you were able to access a memory of a conversation you had with your dad, which somehow stunted or didn't allow you to believe in yourself in a way that you could see yourself as the owner of this agency. And luckily your dad was still alive. And luckily you were able to have this conversation with him, right? To get this affirmation back and to make the shift. So walk us through, because I want everyone to understand how important this was when, like, the before and after. So before, how did you see yourself in terms of the business and being a business owner and an insurance agent, all the things? And then after, Like, what was your new identity that you took on?
So before I had the phone call with him, I was a worker. I was actually, you know, I was working for somebody. I didn't have my own book of business. So I wasn't in charge of myself.
Gotcha.
So I didn't feel worthy. I didn't, you know, why would people trust me with that kind of responsibility? The jobs that I really loved that I had in the past were jobs that were fun, jobs that you could be silly, like being a bartender. I mean, you got a lot
of leader. Or DJ.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So now I felt that I was going to be an adult, let's say.
Yeah.
And I resisted it for so long because I didn't think I could do it. And then I was going to quit. I was going to be done with insurance. I didn't want to work for the man. And then all of a sudden, now we had an opportunity.
Yeah.
And once I had that conversation with my dad, so I am trustworthy. So you would trust me with that kind of a responsibility to take care of and help you understand these big changes in life, to where before, you know, I didn't think I was in the job that I was supposed to be in. I like it. I love helping people, but I didn't think that insurance was the way to help people. I didn't think that was my avenue.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because I never thought of it this way, but, you know, you go to a job, you do your job, you leave. And my dad's like, but you help people every day. They call in, they have a problem, you solve it, and they're happy.
Right.
Oh. So that was a huge shift. To actually believe in myself. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I'm an adult. I have the mindset. I've got the capability. And I was going through some classes, and one of the things were, you actually have the answers to your questions. You just have to ask them.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, I could have had a V8.
We all have those though, right? We have those aha moments where so often though, we can have imposter syndrome or see ourselves a certain way. And then one conversation with somebody else, or we hear something and all of a sudden it opens up that possibility, right? Like everyone else could see your capabilities. Everyone else could see it, but if you couldn't see it, right, it wasn't helping you. And since then, right now you had this quantum leap in your business. You're a CEO, you're a business owner. Tell us what it's like to, like, is this your dream now? Tell us what it's like to be in this business now.
Yeah, I'm building an empire.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
My dream, my vision is having my own building with, you know, the name across and layers, levels of different insurance. So, you know, your personal, your commercial, your life insurance. And my goal is to be able to help people, mainly women that are wanting to get back into the workforce after maybe having a child or two, or maybe, you know, life throws us curves. Maybe you have a kid and then all of a sudden, oh, now I want to go to school. Oh, I would like this kind of education. So I would love to be able to help people that are new to getting into or back into the workforce. I'd like to have a daycare. I want to have this amazing, well, I already have it set in my mind that I will have this amazing coffee room that, you know, everybody's going to love to be there. You know, yes, coffee, maybe a massage chair, you know, for relaxation. Because I think it's so important when you're working, you also, you need to feel comfortable there. You want to feel needed and wanted. And for so many years, I did not feel that. But I can create that now because I'm in charge of it.
Yeah. So you want to make this incredible working environment and really bless women's lives who maybe are trying to get back into the workforce and have a cool, hot coffee shop for people to hang out. And I know for you, a lot of it's people feeling like they belong, that they're part of this community, that they're loved. Like, we can say that word. I feel like you really love on your clients. That's why they came down the hall to see you first. And just, you've created this beautiful environment that's going to keep blossoming. So, you know, before we wrap up, I'm really curious, like for a CEO who's listening out there, who's maybe a little bit of an introvert like you,
yes,
or self-proclaimed, and, you know, maybe their business hasn't grown the way they want it to. Maybe there's fear coming up, or they don't see themselves as the business owner that they want to be. They're kind of looking out at everybody else like, oh, that's for her, or that's for, you know, Deanne, or that's for Ursula. That's not for me. Like, I can't have that. What would you say to them right now to encourage them?
They can have it. You just open up your heart and be receiving, be acceptive, be open to receive the blessings that are coming your way. Be open to receiving abundance of income, abundance of life change. Just that. And celebrate. Celebrate just the smallest things. Whenever we write a policy here, woohoo! It's so exciting. Woo-hoo! You have to woohoo. And those little things just make such a big difference. Mm-hmm. Just don't doubt yourself. It don't waste the time. It's not worth it. You gotta love
yourself. You hung out with us. You got to love yourself, right? You've hung out with us at the CEO table for a while. I know you and Rebecca have a special relationship and she has stretched you in many ways. In 30 seconds or less, like what are some of the takeaways that you've had sitting at the CEO table that could also help encourage some of our listeners today?
You're not alone.
That
was a huge thing for me. I'm not the only one that has ever felt what I have felt. And it's, for me, it's so cool to be able to be alongside other CEOs that have experienced what I have, or they're going to. I think you have this bond when you go through life with people that are similar in that aspect. You know, sometimes someone has gone through something before me, or I've gone something before them, and, you know, it's nice because they can give you a little bit of a look-see.
So, but
you know what I did? I did this then, and that just made it so much easier. It's like, oh, well, then I don't have to go through all of the pain and the time that it took them to go through it, and they got a fix for me. Sweet.
Yeah. I love, so you weren't alone, realizing you're not alone. We're not alone. And for our listeners, you're not alone. I love that. And someone else is going through what you're going through, or they've been through it out there in the world today. And that really supported you. So speaking of you, Deanne, you're licensed, you're an insurance agent licensed in more than just Minnesota. So tell us the states that you're licensed in. And if someone's out there and they're like, I wish I had my insurance with Deanne, she sounds super cool, how would they connect with you?
So we are licensed in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, North and South Dakota, and Arizona. Just because we're not in those, I mean, we're in those specific states, but you never know. I can have a connection that can get you into another state. So just because we're a broker.
Yeah.
Brokers with other brokers.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And we have more than one company.
And so you could help a variety of people, or at least advise them if they're not in those states. And your website is allpurposeinsuranceagency.com, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. And we will have that in the show notes. So Deanne, amazing CEO, insurance broker, DJ, bartender, so many things, introvert, mom, wife, yep. daughter, amazing CEO table member. We love, like, we adore you. We love having you in our community, in our world. You bring so much light. And I was like, oh, good. Deanne's here today. She's going to bring so much light to our call or whatever we're doing. I just want to thank you for being you. And thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And all the work you've done with me and Rebecca.
Oh, yes. Our circle of love. And you've taught us so much as well. So beautiful. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I know you enjoyed Deanne's energy and the nuggets that she shared with you about taking your quantum leap. And remember, it's for you too. And make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.